and welcome back to another episode of On a Related Note podcast. I'm Mecca.
And I'm Mia.
And this is our last episode of the year. So if you've been watching us, thank you so much. This was a cool thing that we started. So yeah. Anyway, this episode is kind of just a year in reflection. We can just talk about what we've done this year. Just, yeah, that's what a reflection is. Anyway, I'm having a moment. Let's see how on track
she was laughing for some reason like 30 seconds ago.
Yeah.
Her brain's going a little silly.
Something going on, but.
Something in the air.
Something that you done put in the air because you have your own little moment. Room,
your wax cube or something got silly gas in it.
Nah, I think it's the sweet tea. I've been having an addiction to sweet tea lately.
There's not sugar in that tea.
Oh my god. Anyway, it's probably not gonna help that lately I've been just launching into vague accents even more than usual, and I'm hoping that doesn't come out here, but really? I got a feeling it would. Yeah, but mostly me talking to myself. Okay. But it'll just be in an accent.
I'm about to say, because I don't think I've noticed.
I've been fighting it like at work there are so many times where I'm like about to talk to a customer with like a vague Aussie Kiwi accent.
The feminine urge to launch into an accent you don't have.
Right. You know, I feel like it's just me needing the whimsy in life, you know? Like, life is short. If you want to pretend to be a Brit for like 20 minutes, that's not hurting anybody, right?
I did that in high school for 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
It was going on 2 weeks. It was like a week and like 3-4 days.
Like straight or?
Yeah, like consecutively. It was me and a friend, but I think I outlasted the friend and I kept doing it. It was mostly just to annoy another friend. And I was like, actually, no, personal challenge. Let's see how long I can just hold normal conversations in this fake,
I can't,
like, English accent. And it lasted, it was at the end of the school year, so it lasted almost to the last day.
That is so funny because my accents always devolve into something else and then I lose steam and within a couple minutes. Like,
I can't remember what year exactly it was, but if it's the year I'm thinking of, the only reason I stopped was because one of our teachers randomly on the last day or like the second to last day or something announced that she was retiring and was like never going to come back. And we were like, excuse me? And like
to be serious.
Half the class just started crying, including me. And we were just sad. So when we were on the bus, I was just like, man, forget the challenge. Like, my world's in shambles.
Oh my gosh. See, that's when you need to pretend to be somebody else because you're like, I don't want to
like,
be.
I have been like, my.
I know, that's funny though.
My fake coping turned into like, well, you know, we got to face reality now.
Oh my gosh. Man, I don't know. Mine. You will see. I might just do it for fun here. I might not fight it, but. Yeah, so I don't really have a little story because what I was gonna say kind of bleeds into what we're talking about anyway, so I'll just hold off on it.
Well, I mean, well, you can just tell yourself to mind then. My story, which I also didn't really have one like specific, but my story is that for the past week on and off, I've been having headaches, and this is nothing new to me. She knows, my family knows, it just happens, but it hasn't happened in a while where it will last for like days. So I was annoyed for like the past week because I was like, where did this headache come from? And I don't know if there are migraines, headaches, to be honest. Like, I've heard from different people that have migraines, like there are different symptoms. And I'm like, well, I don't have those. Not necessarily. So I think they're just chronic headaches or something. But I think it finally went away like yesterday. No, 2 days ago. And then it came back yesterday. So right now I'm good. Thank God. Because I was like, yo, I'm about to crash out. Like, I'm angry. Why do I have this headache out of nowhere? Like, I think my only explanation is sinuses, mayhaps, because those were kind of acting up at the same time.
Oh, the weather has been a little like.
Yeah, but like the sinuses thing lasted so short, though. And then after that, like my nose and stuff felt fine. It was just my head. And I'm like, you know what? That's petty behavior.
That's it'd be rude. Your own self.
It'd be your own self, your worst enemy. My brain's just like, you know, it'll be fun. Let's switch it up. Let's have a headache for 3.5 days. Yeah. While you want to go and do stuff. Yeah. So.
Man. I'm sorry, man.
But it's gone. Knocks on wood. It's gonna stay gone.
Fingers crossed. You know, what's the deal with fingers crossed? Because people say like fingers crossed in a good luck sense, but then also if you say something to someone, or if you make a promise,
oh, then you cross,
you can cross your hands. Yeah, your fingers behind your back, and it's
real.
Yeah. So like, how is it both?
It's probably a different culture thing. Maybe when one culture is one way, someone else is another way, and they just use both.
Yeah, America being a melting pot.
Exactly. They're like, we're going to take what we want from everything to like better fit our narrative.
I know I could just Google it, but if y'all know, let me know.
I kind of want to know, like right now.
Oh, well, I mean.
No, I'll look it up later.
All right. Were you finished with your story? So.
Oh,
no, go ahead.
Fidget friend. I forgot. So my official fidget friend is Kirby. He's a little not super clean. I'm not sure if I've washed him since I had him.
You ain't had to say all that, but he lives on your bag, so.
So he's been in a lot of cities. He's been everywhere. He's seen sights. He's been on a train. It's been great. But
world traveler, Kirby.
I mean, he has like whole planets that he'd be hopping between. So like, this is like slight work to him. But my unofficial fidget friends, because I felt it only was right to like round out the lizard family. I'm not using these because one is really small and I might like accidentally rip her in half if I'm just fidgeting without thinking. And the other one just is kind of noisy because it's made of beads. But here's one. I will put an official picture, a better picture. And then here's the other. I actually never named these two. So this is, I did say this was a girl though. She is giving, it's giving girly.
Because it's like pink.
Well, because I have another one that's like rainbow or something. And I was like, that's just giving male. Like, I don't know why, it just is. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I don't have a name for her. So Lizette, I don't know.
Yeah. You don't have to make one up on the spot. You got to think about names.
Yeah. And this one never had a name. I don't think I was ever going to name this one.
That one's cool.
He's like the in-law.
The in-laws.
He looks different from all the other ones.
Wow, you didn't have to put him on the outside like that.
But he's not, though. He's in the family and they accept him. Like, come on now.
Yikes. Anyway.
He's the second cousin.
He's also bigger than everybody, so he's just like, you know.
He's probably like the eldest one who like looks after them. Even though he's like the most recent one I got. But anyway, that's my spiels.
I will mention a couple other things before we hop into it. I know you might be wondering, why the heck are you wearing reindeer antlers when you've already done a Christmas episode? Well, Christmas is next week, so I'm still feeling it.
Well, by the time we upload it, it'll be after Christmas, right?
Yeah, 2 days after. Yes, math. 2 days after. So, and then also the other thing I want to mention is, I'm not sure if you can see it in the background, but we have some extra company. Because when we put our Christmas tree up in the living room, those have to be relocated, and it's usually to my room. So where we set our camera up is where it normally goes. So we put them in the back because that's just how it worked out. So those are some of our buddies. We have quite a few houseplants around here. So yeah. Anyway, to hop into the episode, I figured maybe we'd start with a delayed, what are you thankful for thing, because Thanksgiving was like a few weeks back. And it also kind of is like a reflection thing. So yeah, some of the things, mine are like really simple, really run of the mill, but they're important nonetheless. That's why I feel like they're so common. But like my friends and family, I'm thankful for them because like without them, I wouldn't be me. I wouldn't be having as good a time in life as I am. And that's actually the story that I was gonna tell, that I was like, I'm gonna hold off, is that last week, my roommate from college, her brother, one of her brothers, decided 4 years later to throw her a graduation celebration because she and I both graduated in 2020. I was in the spring, she was in the winter. And you know, it was pandemic time, so nobody had a normal graduation and couldn't really gather the way that you normally would. So he, I guess, felt bad about it and was like, you know what, I want to give her that. So he threw her a surprise celebration. Me and a friend drove 4 hours to be there. And it almost was ruined because she saw some of her family going into the restaurant and was like, hey, oh, they're here. That's cool. Let me go say hey. But they ran and she was like, maybe I just made that up. Maybe that wasn't them. Maybe that just looked like my dad who always wears a ball cap and that same sports jacket. So anyway, she made it into the restaurant. She made it into the back room and we were all like, surprise. And it went well. Like the she was actually rooms. Surprised. Huh?
The back rooms.
The room that we rented out. And it was really nice. I don't think I'm going to add any pictures for like privacy reasons, but her brother used this really silly picture of both of us and put it on a projector in the room and it was hilarious. But he made diplomas, which I might put a picture of that because the wording was so funny, but he made us diplomas and had my friend's parents stand at the front of the room and everybody kind of hummed the graduation song and we walked up, got our diploma, shook their hands, took a picture and walked back to our seat. It was really nice. But it just, like, to have friends like that is really cool. And then we stayed the night at their place. And then the next day we hung out. And to have friends that you can spend 2 hours in a library with, like, that sounds so boring to probably most people. But we were just so entertained in that library because they hadn't been yet, even though they lived in that town for I think like a year and a half now, they hadn't like explored the library yet. So it was first for all of us and it was a really nice library. And we were looking through the Atlas and like, hey, where are you from? Where have you been? Where do you want to go? And we were just like learning stuff and it was just cool. It was a good time. So thankful for my friends, thankful for my family. Thankful for pro wrestling because like, if I ain't got nothing, I got pro wrestling. Like when I was studying abroad and I was kind of like in that adjustment period and I was like, I didn't have friends yet. And I was kind of just kind of homesick and just sad. Pro wrestling was there for me. So love pro wrestling. Music is very similar for me. It's always there when I need it. And the moon, I am a big fan of the moon is just a nice, comforting thing that's there. I like staring up at it. It's really pretty. And thankful for my health. I'm not like the picture of it, but I'm pretty healthy and it could be a lot worse. Thankful for the opportunity to do this podcast, to have the time to do it, that she wants to do it, and that we have the what?
I'm the one who used to joke about this thing.
Okay, well, yeah, but like, that's cool. I'm glad. And I put that I'm thankful for flexi rods, which if y'all don't know what that is, I'll put a picture somewhere. But I
literally used them like 2 days ago.
They're so like, I like having my hair curly and to be able to just roll it up, go to bed. You don't have to use heat. You know, it's just healthier for your hair and the curls stay longer. And so shout out to Flexi Rods because I like my hair curly. I was talking to my friend actually around Thanksgiving and we did like a what are you thankful for each other. And for some reason, garlic bread came out for me. I was like, I'm thankful for garlic bread because it's so good. So shout out garlic bread. But yeah, what are you thankful for?
Well, I do not have that much.
It's okay. I think this is really, I took this opportunity to reflect a lot. So my list is kind of long. So if yours is not, that is totally fine. I'm just apologizing.
I just chose not to put certain things on the list. So I just have a short list.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's fine.
I reflect like all the time for better or worse.
Okay, yeah, not me. I'd be avoiding stuff.
And some of my things kind of cross over into other things I typed out. But I'm thankful for graduating. I'm going to go in depth later. But it's been rough. And I'm just glad I was able to graduate because it was crazy. I also put something about my friends. I specifically typed friends who haven't dropped me yet, LOL, because I think because of the whole graduating scenario this year, I've been particularly bad with like talking to people, like in general, like literally just like texting people or like calling people. And I would just get stuck in my own bubble. So my friends at home and at school have just been so patient, and because I feel like they understand the struggle because they're fellow Gen Zers, you know, fighting in this world. So I was like, you know, it's great that they're not like, man, let's just all forget her. Let's just leave her. She crazy. And they're still like the homies, especially two specific friends. I'm not going to name drop nobody, but they've been ride or die, bro. Like I met one, I've talked about her before, but one in elementary and one in middle because of the one I met in elementary. And we've been tight for, I always forget. I counted like last year, how many years? And I forgot 10 years. I don't know math. But yeah, I'm very thankful for them. I also put no serious illnesses because I never really get sick like at all, except in my childhood, we got taken out like once a year from strep throat. But in general, I don't get sick. And I've always just been waiting for the other shoe to drop because I'm like, there's just no way I'm just not going to skate through without being sick. But I haven't. And I'm like,
same.
Whew. But I couldn't remember if it was 2022 or 2023. I know now it's 2023. I was going through some texts in our family group chat, and I remembered I had like a particularly bad like sinus infection or attack or something one year, and I was still at school. So I was texting them like, y'all, I'm tripping, like I'm going through right now. Please tell me we have like XYZ at home, because it was close to like summer break or winter break or something. And I was laughing so hard. Like when I was looking at them the other day, and I'm like, this is so funny. Like looking at it in the future, I was really going through like the reactions y'all were sitting to, which is like, this is in the moment, it sucked. And I think I tried to make it like humorous because I was trying to make myself feel better. But just reading it in the future, I'm like, girl, you fought wars. You were going through it. And that's when I realized for my dad that sinus and like pollen related things are different from like what your immune system is meant to protect and fight. And that, I think that's why sinuses always take me out, because normal bacteria and viruses somehow just evade me, but the sinuses, as soon as the pollen get in there, I'm done. And I'm like, but why is that my kryptonite? Like, come on. My dad in one of the texts called it, he was like, I'm glad the pollen mafia has released you. And I was like, mafia. Oh my god, because that's really what it feels like. Yo, I'm being held at gunpoint. Yes. But I'm just glad that, like, in general, but in this year, because I haven't had any like super bad sinus things, not even like the other day, it wasn't too bad. So, fingers crossed. I put literally just now because I was thinking, I was like, oh, I could say that. So I typed it. I put games, either ones I play or ones I watch people play. I like watching people play games more than me playing them. Mm. So I've watched a lot of content in the past year that was great, like great actual game and interesting plot and like animation or whatever the game like. Not me joking. Might be, or like the person playing it was fun. And I'm like, wow, people on the internet can be great, you know? Or just in person. Like, I watched you play Mirror's Edge. You were,
that's so crazy.
Panicking though.
So I was literally listening to the Mirror's Edge soundtrack before we started this. And I never like haven't gone to listen to it before. So it's funny that you bring that up.
I just think the visuals of that game's interesting too. So I had fun watching. Oh, and we got VR stuff this year, and I had fun playing that, except that freaking shark one. I don't remember what it was called.
Ocean Descent one. Ugh,
there was a setting that I misread because the way like the explanation popped up, I think it was like, I assumed that with the one you were hovering over, it would drop down the info, but I think actually the info was above it or something, because I clicked the wrong one and I wanted to do a nice, calm, cool, going down in the ocean in this safe tank and looking at the coral reef. But no, it took me to a shark attack and I was like, get me out of here. Like genuinely shaking in my boots. I fell out on a couch. I was like, I'm about to cry. Like, this is terrible.
Oh my God. It was not that bad. You were yelling though. You were yelling.
You won't know what it did, girl. And there was like it wasn't Resident Evil, was it? It was just a horror one. No, what was it, Resident Evil?
It was like a demo for a Resident Evil prequel.
Something like
the
that.
The kitchen?
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah. That would literally lasted like 50 seconds, but
that and there was no gameplay either. It was an experience.
It was literally like, just like a scene that you're just stuck in.
I couldn't.
And I was like, oh God. But yeah, the games are great. I talk about Twisted Wonderland all the time. I'm grateful for that being as fun of a game as it is. It's kept me locked in for like almost 3 years now. Actually, I mentioned before that sometimes they do like events in the game circling around real life Disney movies that are coming out or whatever. They are doing special in-game stuff for Mufasa. Like they're giving us like in-game items and stuff. Okay. So we getting fed in the next like half year, because the Snow White movie coming out next year too, we're getting a lot of in-game stuff that I'm not mad at. So, and the last two things I have up here, music, because that was a good point. I live, breathe, eat, drink music all the time. I literally just finished making like 8 playlists the other day. Jeez Louise. Like, music is great. And my last thing on the list is my Wacom tablet.
I can't do art, so definitely wouldn't.
My Wacom tablet has held on since 2017. It is, I don't know what model it is, to be honest, but there have been so many new releases that I'm sure will be great to have. But my ride or die Wacom tablet has gotten me through a lot. It's gotten me through high school art, college art, personal art. That jank's still living and breathing. I literally just figured out a new setting on it like 2 weeks ago that I never knew existed. So yeah, that's my bestie.
So you're going to use it till the wheels fall off.
Exactly. I'm going to use it until I cannot connect it any longer. And I'm going to cry and like do a memorial service for it. It's
like when your Kindle kicked the bucket.
And that was a true start of my digital art stuff, because I had a sketchbook app up there and I would just use a stylus pen and just be whipping stuff up. And then when that kicked the bucket, I was like, but my sketchbook app. And I got to Wacom and it was like, that's okay. I got a new friend now. But yeah, that's my short little list.
So now, and again, this is a yap for me, because again, I was like just brain dumping like all of the things that I was doing this year. And I'm sure I didn't get every single thing, but.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I put like 3 things.
Which is fine. You know what? Do you want to start? And then I just like.
We can go back and forth.
Okay.
You can like say a few of yours and I'll say one of mine.
Okay. So just thinking about some of the things I've done this year. So I have this like chart. What would you call this? Like a, it's not a flow chart, or is it? Some kind of
bubble
like
chart.
Yeah. Bubble graphic, whatever.
Like the web things they would make you do in school. Like you start something in the middle and it branches off into different smaller bubbles.
Right. I'll put the template up, because I don't want to put like what my actual one was. But I did one of those last year, and I did another one this year where I have some of my like primary goals for the year. I stopped calling them resolutions because I just did. So I'm just like, these are some of my goals for the year. And last year, I think, so when I would accomplish something off of it, I'd put a gold star on it. And, last year, I think I only got like 2 gold stars. This year, I've got 2.5 out of the 8 things that I put on there that I wanted to do. So, you know, not many at all. But I got a couple of major things. So, I mean, I feel accomplished in that sense. And I finally got my driver's license, which, again, my roommate in college, she can attest to this, but like every summer in college, I would be like, I'm going to get my learner's permit this summer and start, you know, working on get my license. And I would say that like every summer, to the point where she was like joking on me about it. So this year I finally did it, and she was one of the first people I sent like a picture of my license to. And she was like, oh my gosh, congratulations. But I did driving school, and the driving school cheated me high key. The guy was cool, but I'm pretty sure it was supposed to be like a certain length, a certain number of days. And we did like half that. And I know it wasn't because he was like, you're just so good that I'm gonna let you go early. Like, I don't know. I think he kind of just took my money and like was like, here you go. So I feel like there were a lot of things that I didn't get a good foundation in, but like,
I hope he wasn't like, oh my gosh, she did the bare minimum. That's all I can ask for. Here you go.
I hope, like, because he like knows my granddad, so he can't be for real, because I know where he lives. Or my granddad does. So
yeah, I'll find you.
Right. But he literally was like, if you ever need something, you got my number. So, but I'm like, well, you should have taught me everything I needed to know instead of like
I'm gonna need thinking you're doing me semester. A favor.
right. But when I got my license and I've driven a little bit, so it's really just a repetition thing, I guess. And luckily, I have family members who can continue to show me the ropes, the stuff that the driving instructor didn't teach me. And speaking of family, it was a goal of mine this year for us to get out and do more things. And we did. We went to Cat Cafe. We went to two of them, right, this year. We did a Mother's Day tea at this, like, Victorian house museum. They put on a Mother's Day tea and we went. We didn't do a lot of picnics like I wanted, but we did one. We went to a fall festival and I got to pet a cow. So, like, yay. we did the Avatar, The Last Airbender concert. I went to the, well, that's not family thing. We went to a couple new restaurants, and in a couple days we're doing that train ride. I think I mentioned in the last episode, around some holiday lights and stuff.
I forgot about that. I didn't know what day it was.
Yeah, it's a Saturday because the timing just lines up with my work schedule and stuff. And I'll mention two more things and then hand it over to you. But, you know, one of the things we did this year is start the podcast, of course. And then, in her last semester, at the end of her school year, I was her accountability buddy, which this is not a term I made up. And yeah. I'm sure it's not a term that the wrestler made up either, but there's a wrestler named MJF and he said it one time. He was like, you need an accountability buddy. And I was like, what the heck is this word? It's so funny. It's so fun to say. So I like added it to my vocabulary. So I helped her be accountable for keeping up with her assignments and all that kind of stuff. And I wasn't working at the time. I had like a short break in between jobs. So I didn't have nothing going on. So we would video chat for like
literally I had one time in the studio spent 10 hours. It was like 9 to 10 hours. I swear. Because I was there like early in the day and I'm pretty sure we were still in that thing. Okay, maybe it was like 8 hours. I'm going to say eight. That feels better.
I think
it was like 7 to 8 hours just on the same video call. And honestly, it didn't feel like 8 hours. So I was like kind of shocked. I was like, oh my God, don't you want to go like live your life and do something else?
I didn't have a life to live at the time. So it was cool. And then I liked feeling helpful. So making sure that she stayed on track. Yeah. She wasn't like scrolling on her phone for too long or, you know, just stuff like
losing
that.
My mind alone, because I was mostly in there by myself. People would come in and then like leave. I do remember one point, though. I don't even remember what we were talking about, but it went from us like being in silence and then talking about something goofy and it being another silence. And then we started talking about like social issues or something. Like we got into like a really, like low-key would be great to have recorded and put it on a podcast type topic for like 25 minutes. But I was like trying to whisper because there was a single other person in the studio, and low-key some of my gripes that I had in that topic had to do with something that person said to me in the past. And I was like, is this like intense passive aggression? If she hears me and like she remembers, do I want her to hear me?
She wouldn't have known. She probably.
Yeah, I feel like it went in one ear out the other for her, but like for me, I will not forget. Like, I'm low-key still holding on to that grudge. But yeah, that was an interesting couple of weeks.
It was.
I had a Google Doc where I would just put everything, and then every few days she texts me like, "Did you turn in your essay?" And I'm like, Vine boom. about that. yeah. Speaking of school, my first thing on my accomplished list is graduate college because basically the IRS sucks. And last year they were screwing around with a lot of people, including my like financial aid stuff. So I almost didn't graduate. It was rough. I had the advisor trying to help me out. I had the dean of my program trying to help me out. I'm like, bro, this crazy. Honestly, I just really wanted to graduate with my cohort too. because I was there with them since day one. And I'm like, it's going to be mad awkward if I have to come back and like retake these classes mm-hmm. with like the people in the grade under us. And I don't know them. So I really just wanted to graduate with the people I was supposed to graduate with. And it happened. And I'm like, honestly, deep sigh of relief. I also, for my birthday, which is in the spring, my friend drove me to this like plant greenhouse nursery place and was like, I'm going to buy you a present for your birthday. Pick whatever plant you want. And I was like, oh my God, best gift ever. So I ended up picking this. Well, she actually got me two, but I got this Calathea, or they call it a prayer plant too, that I ended up naming Asha, which in like Sanskrit and Arabic means like hope, desire, wish. And I was like, I want this plant to manifest my desire to graduate. And it did, because I did. So that was crazy. You know, sometimes we need to normalize. Well, I don't know if this is something that's not normalized, but we need to normalize just putting out the energy to manifest things more, like without being.
It's normalized, I think.
I feel like it is, because I will go on my timeline and see like those digital prayer circles, and it'll be like hoping for money for everyone in the next year or stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, that's cute. And I would just like another thing. You already said it, but I said finally starting this podcast that we always joked about, because we would just be yapping and be like, oh my God, speaking to this. Oh my God, speaking to this, speaking to that. And we're like, where's the mic? We should just go ahead and sit down and start this thing.
And now we have the mic.
Yeah. Although we still have those moments where it's like, dang it, we should be recording. Even if it's just audio, like, that was some good food. Why didn't we record that? I have like three things about college. for my like accomplishment stuff.
Well, that was like a chunk of your year.
It literally was like all of my life. So I have on my list making it through my figure drawing class, because that class was crazy. And honestly, it probably would have been normal if I was in like, what would you call it? Because it was a fine arts program, but I was in more of a design school than fine arts, like crafting or painting. So that was something that I got a little unused to, because I used to take all those sorts of classes in high school, but then go to college and it shifted gears to something different. So on my last year, I decided, you know, why not? And this is like the only class I had available to take as an elective. And I took it, and oh my God, I felt like I was in like a hidden camera show. Like every day in class, I'm like, is he serious? Like, like he's really like those professors in the movies. Like, oh my, he's... Like Loki was a demon for the first half of the semester, but that was just how he was taught in China, and then came over, made a new life for himself, and decided, I'm gonna put this on you guys.
No, those texts you used to send me about like the stuff this guy was saying and doing.
Every class period, I would have like 2-3 paragraphs worth of, oh my God, so here's a class update, and I would send it to my friends into Mecca. Oh boy, I really felt like I was in a show. Like, I'm like, this can't be serious. But what really got me was that I got an A at the end, right? He told the class at the beginning, I do not give out A's. Like, he said the average grade students get in my class is a C or a B minus. And I'm like, are you proud of that? Because I feel like that reflects more on you than the students, if that's the average, but whatever. And it was an intro class. So I'm like, it's not like we're in level 4 or something. That's crazy. But I somehow got an A. And I'm like, is he like pitying me because I wasn't in the program? Or did I actually deserve this A?
I feel like
I am choking. My throat is just dry right now.
I feel like it's a combination of like, this is genuinely like he meant that. But also he was trying to weed out people who don't belong there, I guess. But I mean, if you're good, you're good. And maybe he's like,
I mean, I wasn't the best in that class, especially since one guy was like in his part one of that class. So he was a returning student. He was like, I'm putting more pressure on you because you can do better. I know you can because you were in my first class. And he got good grades, I'm sure. Like, I don't think he ever was in the red. I don't know what he got as his final, though. But he was a great artist. I was jelly. Like, he would just go on a whiteboard and doodle Goku and it would look like he came right out the manga. And I'm like, that's crazy. I want to draw just like you can. But yeah, I just felt like a whole saga went on in that one class alone. and it wasn't even my like thesis class, and I was doing more work in that than I was doing in my actual major. Like, that's crazy. But I made it out, and I call it that an accomplishment. Boy,
absolutely.
Boy, I was put through the ringer in that class. I'm like, bro, it wasn't like this before. What the heck? Yeah. I still feel like he low-key just handed me that A. But at the same time, throughout the whole semester, he never gave the impression that I'm giving you this grade because I feel like you're struggling and I don't want you to fail. Like, no, he will fail you. Like, he straight up gave the students like D's. And I'm like, oh my God, it's midterms. They're going to fail. Like, are you serious? They didn't deserve that, but he would give them to him. So I'm like, well, I guess if you didn't give that to me, then maybe I'm doing something right. I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Right,
sir. Man. I'm not even going to go to him and be like, I feel like I don't deserve this grade. I'm going to take
girl,
it.
Girl, yeah, you would. Take it. You would have ruined your life with that.
Literally. So, yeah.
Well, it's funny. We're just on, like, this is a reflection episode, but this is really just reflecting on Mia's last year of college. Because
that was my next two, of my year.
My next bullet point, I don't think I should talk too much about it, but when we went to her graduation, she also had to move out within the same, like, 48 hours? 32 hours? Something to that effect?
24 hours.
Okay, well,
it was the next day.
So she had her graduation one day. She had her, like, senior thesis show that night, and then the next morning, she had to be out of her dorm. And she went away for school, so there was no like going to her graduation, going home and then coming back. So we were going to stay at a hotel nearby, me and my parents, and then go over to her dorm the next morning, move her out, go mm-hmm. back home. The hotel was a bust. I won't get too much into that one, but we had to go. And we were like, dang, we could go to another hotel, but like, we ain't trying to spend extra money that night. Right. So at the last minute, she got us checked in as guests in her dorm. And maybe they were also just being kind of lenient because, like, it's the end of the school year.
Yeah, I was the last person in my suite to still be there. So they were like, honestly, it doesn't matter.
And thank goodness she was, because there were enough beds for us to stay. So we had a sleepover in her dorm for her last night, which was... It was just crazy, man. Like, that was such a crazy situation.
Because that hadn't happened any other years. So right. I was like, wow.
So it was a blessing in disguise, I guess. But that happened.
That was a weekend. Oh, my God.
Yo. And then also kind of related to what you said about you getting plants for your birthday. So I mentioned earlier I have house plants. Everybody in the house has a plant, actually. I think I may have the most, but you're like running up on me with it, though.
Well, I've had a lot, and then some would die, and then I would like get like one other one. So at one point, I probably had close to your number. Right now, I have like five, I think.
I don't even know how many I have. One, actually, two, three, we should four, probably five, just do like six, a plant seven.
Tour in like another episode. Like, we can go through all our
plants. Maybe, yeah, that would be fun.
Like, their names.
Right. That would be fun. Well, two of my plants flowered for the first time this year, my spider plant and my, I think it's a Christmas cactus, but there are like holiday cacti. Like there's a Thanksgiving one, there's an Easter one. I don't know which one I have, but based on the time that it bloomed, I'm guessing it's a Thanksgiving cactus, maybe, I don't know. But it bloomed and my spider plant bloomed, and I was super excited because I didn't even know that the spider plant could. So that was really cool.
My peace lily is also starting to bloom. It has a little flower. I showed you.
Did you?
Yeah. It has a little white.
Right. Oh my gosh, that's exciting.
I mean, I don't know when it's really going to bloom because it hasn't really grown much since I showed you, which was like a week ago.
Yeah.
But also, well, I didn't think this was its blooming season, but go off.
They can do what they want to do because I didn't know either.
Climate change took a few.
Oh my God, even indoors.
Yeah.
And another thing that I did this year was I got my highlights redone. I think it was 2 years ago when I got them done the first time, and then I kind of just let it grow out. And then in the spring this year, I got them redone and they're already growing out. So I think I kind of like it. So I might get them touched up again next year. But yeah, I got my highlights redone. I finally went to the optometrist and got my glasses, which I talked about in a previous episode. Part of the reason was because I finally got my license, and I have an issue seeing kind of far, and I knew that that might become a problem when I'm driving. So that was one reason. But also for like a couple months, I was having this issue with one of my eyes where it was just red and it would get more red, and I couldn't figure out what the stimulus was, like what would trigger it. And there was nothing wrong with my eye. There weren't any external triggers. It wasn't an infection. It wasn't, it was nothing. I had changed nothing. So even the optometrist was like, nothing's wrong with your eye. So it's probably just that you're running the AC a lot because it's hot. Because this was like early summer, I think. So I was like, yeah, okay, we can go with that. But like, I'm running the AC the same amount as, I don't know. I'm running the AC the same amount as I always have. So like, what's different about this year? But eventually it corrected itself. But those are like pretty much the two reasons why I finally decided to go get glasses. So I got them now. I still don't wear them as much as I maybe should. One of my supervisors, scolds me for that sometimes because she wears glasses. But I'm like, I really only need it when I drive though. So yeah. And then you can pick back up because I only have a couple more anyway.
I only have one more that I physically typed on the stuff you did. Mm-hmm. I got more into embroidery because I had started, I don't even know what my first thing was. It was probably like a little floral wreath thing in high school, and then didn't really stick with it as I do for most things. I would pick up something that I find interesting and like stick with it for a while, and then find something else that I find interesting and just do not touch the other thing. And I just hop between things. So embroidery got put in a back burner for a while. And then I got more into it in college when I realized it was like a petty reason. It was, or petty for me, but I think it was like one of those icebreaker type games where you had to introduce your name and like something that you like or that you do. And I was like, oh my gosh, I don't want to admit that I'm a weeb to these people. So I'm not going to say I like anime. And I didn't really know what to talk about with music either. Because I think at the time I was getting more into like K-pop. So I was like, that's another like, okay, guys, I swear I'm
a weeaboo, Koreaboo. Oh, like,
absolutely not. But I was like, what do I like to do? And I was still kind of like on and off with the embroidery thing. So I was like, oh, well, I mean, I can mention I like embroidery. And they just found that cool. And I was like, oh, really? Okay. And that one moment I was like, but girl, you haven't even done anything for real yet though. Like, you've done like two pieces. You can't just say, oh, I'm good at embroidery, because are you though? And I was like, all right, then I'll show you. And then I just started embroidering more despite myself. And now I've really found that I like embroidering. I actually was practicing a portrait the other day to see like how embroidering portraits and faces might work out for me. And it was really fun.
Oh yeah. You got to show me how that went.
Yeah. It's kind of weird because I need to get better fabric, because that it kept stretching, which morphed my sketch and also morphed me actually embroidering it. So it looks a little weird, and it's kind of buckling in the middle because it's so much thread of the detail work. And then the fabric around it is just kind of thin. So it's a little weird. I'm going to have to get thick fabric once I actually start doing them. But yeah, it takes a while though. So I don't know how deep I can get into stuff, especially if I want to like sell them, because it's going to be like, you know, you don't have to wait a little while, you know, especially you got other life things to do. But embroidering's fun, and I'm glad this year I had excuses to get into them. I made things for my friends, and I'm like, well, you know, why not? This is a reason for me to practice more. They asked me to make this. Let's go make this.
Meanwhile, I did that and it burnt me out.
I think my thing is if I actually, no, it's not consistent, so I can't say that I do this thing. But if I find something that I like, I usually either stick with it for a while and then drop it and like never pick it back up, or I like it and then I just don't stop liking it. And that's like with anime, it's been a whole life thing, certain types of music, games. But for embroidery, I think that I'm just always going to like it, because even when I wasn't doing it, it was mostly because I was hyper fixating on other things and my brain just could not juggle multiple things at once. But it was always in the back burner, like, oh, I want to make this piece. That would be so cool. So I haven't felt burnout yet. I think I've still been like, there's so much I haven't tried making yet that I feel like I won't feel burnout until I've exhausted those and then be like, this isn't it. And then if that happens, hopefully it doesn't, because this is a fun hobby for me.
So like in addition to the little goal web that I did, I also just had since that only had 8 things, but there were other things I wanted to accomplish this year. So I kind of broke it down into primary goals, secondary goals, and miscellaneous things. And in my secondary goals, I wanted to learn how to sew and complete a project, which definitely didn't. I didn't touch the sewing machine this year. Well, the one that I have, I need to go get a part for. So, and I haven't done that. And then in my miscellaneous goals, I wanted to embroider on clothing. Like I have a jean jacket that I never wear. So I was gonna try to do something on that, see if I can get myself to wear it more often, or just a pair of jeans, do the pocket or something, which is still something I want to do.
That was also my goals list, and I absolutely intend on doing it. I have a problem with committing.
Yeah.
And I just don't know what design and aesthetic I want to go for on the jacket, because there's just so many things in my head that I'm would look really cool on a jacket. I just don't know which one to pick. Do I go putting niche things that relate to games or music I'm interested in, or do I go floral, or do I go embroider a dragon on that thing? What do I want?
You get several jean jackets and do it.
That's the solution.
Or just pick a pair of jeans, do one thing on it. But the jacket can be the jacket could be maybe what you like, since floral is kind of not basic, but you can have a shirt that has that or whatever. But
I'm still gonna do floral. Probably on pants though. I really want to do a trailing vine thing. But I want to embroider the world map of Avatar The Last Airbender on the back of a jean jacket.
That's mad.
I really want to. Oh, there it goes. I really want to.
That's quite a project.
I really want to. I like maps and Avatar and embroidery.
Actually, right here, I did this piece. I think I actually put it in last episode. I feel like I put pictures of embroidery things that, or needlework things that I've done, because I did cross stitch as well. I can't remember if I put this in here, but yeah, I did this a couple years ago. And the whole map is a crazy endeavor. So I am very interested to see if you get that done. And then
that's gonna get you to do it for me too.
I'll buy it from you. You're doing it for yourself, but I'm gonna buy it. Yeah. Did we finish that thought? Because I was just
We're just talking about embroidery.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the problem. I want to do that, but also in stuff, if I were to do something of a media I like, I always talk about Twisted Wonderland, so I'm just going to go ahead and talk about Twisted Wonderland, because that's a common thing I talk about here. I could embroider little patches of icons that relate to the game that I don't care if no one else knows where it's from, but it'll be cute. I think there was a line of character illustrations where they basically did that. They had jackets for their birthdays, and for each character it'll be 3-4 different literal embroidered. Now I have to get another jean jacket so I can do that, because they had those Letterman jackets.
I was about to say, it doesn't just have to be jeans.
Yeah,
either.
It doesn't have to.
Especially if it's just a patch.
A patch that had their birth date and a cool little design. It had their something to do with their club. It has something to do with a hobby. And it was just over their jacket and it looked fun. And I'm like, that'll be cute to make. But I don't have a lot of jackets. I think that's the problem. I don't wear a lot of jackets. Yeah. I like hoodies, and I have cardigans. Yeah. And you can't really embroider a cardigan. Well, if it's a looser knit, you can't. I don't know how that will work. And it probably just look weird. So I guess I got to become a jacket girl. Just start embroidering them just so I can have the design. That was my last little thoughts on embroidery.
I have a capybara embroidered patch that I got from Hobby Lobby.
You gotta show me. Oh my god,
it's so cute, but I just couldn't pass it up. I'm pretty sure I bought it the day that I bought the sash for my Halloween costume, so you've seen it, you just don't remember it. But I was like, it was $1, and I'm like, come on now, I don't wear patches, but I'm not gonna leave this capybara. It's so cute. I'll probably put a picture of it.
I have to start wearing patches so I can just make you patches and you can put them on your bags or something.
Okay.
I think I need to get the iron on backing. Uh-huh. I think that's the one thing I'm lacking.
Nope. Say bars if you want to.
Bars. I was fired. Yo.
Was that, did you finish your list?
Of accomplishments.
Okay. So a few more things that I'll mention is one of the goals that I think it was one of my main goals, actually. No, it wasn't. But it was something I wanted to do this year, to try more recipes or like just cook or bake more. And I can say that I accomplished that. I made a roast for the first time and it was great. And so I've done it a few times since then. I made orange chicken for the first time recently. A few years ago, I was like on this like Meatless Mondays thing. I was trying to incorporate like more vegetarian things into my diet. And I did orange tofu once. Didn't really like that much. But the sauce I did from scratch and it came out pretty cool. But the tofu, it's just not the texture for me, I guess. I made donuts from scratch recently for the first time. I made a strawberry lemonade bundt cake, which I would make it again, but I changed a few things. I made a lemon loaf. I did chicken spaghetti, which is a friend's mom's recipe. Wait, why do I have roast up here twice? I don't know what I'm talking about. my grandma has a recipe for like this pasta that has sausage and shrimp in it. And I made that a few times. And buffalo chicken pasta, which I won't make that again because even though I used extra mild sauce, for some reason it was still kind of spicy because I'm weak to spice. And I'm like, you know, my mom liked it, my sister liked it.
Yeah, I was fine with it.
but I was like, if I make it again, I'm gonna have to tweak something else. And I did katsu curry, which I want to make that again. And I had a granola bowl phase this year too, where it was just like yogurt bowls with granola and fruit. And
why are you laughing? No, I'm not laughing at you. I don't want to derail, but it reminded me of something else.
Well, I'm finished with that list.
Okay, well, wait. Speaking of granola, I saw a meme once where it was like a fake text thread thing, and someone was like, no, it was like a, I think it was text thread. I don't know. That doesn't matter. But they were asking, hey, y'all, has anyone eaten cereal bars before? Like the granola, like literally granola bars, but they ran them as cereal bars. And someone was like, yeah, like when I was 12. Why? And they were like, how does this work? And it was a picture of the cereal bar in a bowl of milk. Just sitting there. And they were like, nah. And one person was like, bro thought it was a bath bomb. Are you serious right now?
That's so hilarious. Clueless. Oh, and my God. Like, bless him.
And it made it even funnier because it was, I think they edited Twisted Wonderland characters on it. And the
of course.
And the character they used for the cereal bar, Heike would do that because he literally lived in the middle of nowhere his entire life. So he probably never even seen a cereal bar before. And I'm like, this poor guy. Because they would joke on him so hard.
I mean, to be fair, they make like cereal straws and like you drink milk with it and then you just eat the straw or whatever. You never seen those? There's like Fruit Loop ones. There's like Applejack ones. I had them because they were a thing when I was younger. They still exist, but I didn't really like them that much because it didn't taste like the cereal. Like it was kind of weird. And I don't like milk anymore either. So like,
I don't like soggy cereal. That's one thing that sends me into the stratosphere, like in a really bad way. Like I hate soggy cereal. So that just thought of just drinking milk through the same cereal straw and like it's slowly just getting deteriorated.
Drink it for that long that it would get soggy because it was a pretty sturdy thing. Like I don't know.
What do you put in that cereal to make it sturdy then?
I don't know.
I'm glad I've never used it.
A couple of things that I was going to skip over, but I'll just briefly mention, is that
brief don't exist in our vocabulary.
This one's going to be brief. These are some of the things that I've mentioned in episodes already. So, like, it's not, like, if you were here, you were here, you know. But that time I shot my shot at somebody a few months ago, that happened this year, and that was very unlike me. So,
this isn't like you.
I'm not a kid anymore, Mom. No, but like that happened. It didn't really go anywhere, but and I was almost about to like completely drop it, but I'm kind of just trying to see where it goes. Cause like the guy, we talk a little bit more often now, and it's like on a friend level, but well, we'll see what happens. And then speaking of friends, I reconnected with one of my childhood friends this fall, and we had like a streak. We were talking every day, almost all day, for just about 2 months. Like, wow. we were just talking about all sorts of stuff all the time. And then that streak ended because, like, you know, life, and it wasn't sustainable. I don't know how we lasted almost 2 months, but like, life caught up and it wasn't realistic to talk all day, every day like that. So that happened. And then the last thing on my list is that I spent way too much money at work. So again, I work retail, and every now and then I would go in like into these like frenzies of just buying stuff. And it's not just stuff for me. I'll see something that I think she'll like, or I'll see something that I think my mom will like.
That's her excuse to spend more money.
Actually, it's not, because I like buying stuff for people. That's not like, I don't know. It's just her too. Like, I don't know. I'd just be seeing stuff, because I used to do that last year too. I would be like, I would just be buying her stuff, and I just think she likes it. Or it's something that I think is cute that I can't wear. So I'm like, she's going to wear it then. Somebody I know has to wear it.
And the problem is that I don't have one style. So like, it's very likely I would wear it. So I'm like, dang, I can't say no. So, save her wallet.
Right. So this year I, and it was really just like the second half of the year, I would get into these modes where I'm just like buying too much. Like, I bought some clothes. I would buy like random things for the house or whatever. But like, if I could tally up all my receipts, it wouldn't make a lick of sense, because but like, I even had to have her hold me accountable, because I started buying too many dresses.
Yeah.
So now I have to like vet it through her.
Yeah. She would text me like, but I saw this really cute one, and she would send me like 3 pictures, and I'm like, sigh. I'm like, look, I think the last ones you sent, or I don't know if they were dresses, but the last pictures you sent, I was like, look, if they're not screaming at you, if they're not like,
they were dresses.
Okay. If they're not begging, like they're speaking to your soul on a spiritual level, don't do it. Like, it don't be like, oh, but it's cute, I might wear it one day. No.
I have a confession. So a few days ago, I bought a dress, right? And I brought it home, I tried it on, and I took it back. But I was going to argue my case with this one, and I wasn't intending to like lie to you about it or hold it from you. It was going to come up.
She's cooked.
No, I'm done. I'm done for real, y'all.
And there's no hope.
I'm done for real. So it was so cute. I was like, how can I leave that there? Because I was like,
she's addicted.
And the crazy thing is, I don't even have opportunities to wear these dresses I'm buying.
That's what I was like. I was going to mention that. Like, she would always be like, but like, it's cute. And I'm like,
yeah, at the start of this year.
Where is it going to be cute at? Like, in a house?
So what I need to do is to stop thinking I need an occasion to wear dresses and just wear it wherever. Like, go to a grocery store and I'm wearing this dress. Like, I just need to start doing that.
Yeah.
So, but earlier this year, and like last year too, it was like a, not a goal, but I was trying to change my mindset and be more intentional with what I buy. And I still try to do that, but sometimes I just go, like, I see red, I guess, and I'm like, not thinking about intention. And I'm like,
oh my God.
It's not that bad. Like, I'm not one of those crazy shoppers, but hey, yo. So anyway, so I am trying to reel myself back in. But it is the holiday season, so I have been like buying things, but with intention. But as far as like buying things for me, I'm at a point where like my closet is full, and that's never been a problem before. So
I won't try to burst your bubble on your like dress, your dress sprees, but I was just thinking in my head, like, I feel like it's going to reach a point where it's not going to be room.
But it's not even the dresses that like took up all the space. It's wintertime, and so my sweaters got moved into my closet, and now I don't have space for stuff. So I'm a chillax. And I'm saying a lot of these things. I wanted to do a kind of like a goals for the new year thing too, but I knew we were going to talk a lot about just reflecting and stuff. So I'll add that segment to the next episode, but wait, I brought that up for a reason. I forgot.
Oh, Lord. She forgot.
Yeah, brain fart. So, closet, buying things.
Spending money.
Chillax? Money. Spending money? Intention?
Yeah.
I don't remember. But I'll probably remember when I bring it up in the next episode. But I'm gonna chill out and wear what I got.
Please.
And stop spending so much money at work. One of my supervisors I've bought so many things when he was around that he just laughs when he sees me bring something up to put behind the counter to buy when I get off.
What's your reputation?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, unfortunately, I have developed a reputation at work for just buying a lot of stuff. And because I would buy stuff instead of trying it on when I get off, I would just buy it, take it home and try it on and have to return stuff. He would just see stuff and be like, oh, you'll be bringing that back in 2 days. And I'm like, chill out, man.
Bring that back in 2 days.
Yeah, so so anyway, that is all of my reflection, and I will talk about some of the things that I want to do next year for our first episode of the year. Do you have any last words?
Speaking of clothes, because I literally had 2 points on things I didn't really get around to doing this year because I didn't have the brain cells to really think about it, because it's honestly probably a lot. But literally the first point was honestly didn't set that many clear goals, because the year before I was still kind of on I should do resolutions, but that just didn't work out. So I was like, you know what, I have a handful of things, and most of them had to do with surviving school. So then I got out of school and I'm like, I can breathe.
Yeah.
So but one thing that I did remember kind of making a really loose pact with one of my friends, or it was a couple of my good friends in college, was that we wanted to get out of our comfort zone a little bit and do things we don't usually do while we're still at school. And that low-key just didn't work out because it was our thesis semester and we were just busy.
Yeah.
That was kind of the wrong semester to try to make that. But one thing that I'm still sad I didn't end up doing was signing up for our school's fashion show, because there was a end of the year event that the fashion department would do, and they would hire. I don't think you got paid for it, but they would get
recruit.
Yeah, they would recruit students to be the model. And my friends were like, you should go and be a model for them. I don't know what requirements you had to do, if it was a legit runway walking, or you can just walk and do whatever. If it was loose fun, you can do whatever. But I thought that would be fun, and I high key forgot about it. I think I was going to do it. I think I did resolve myself to do it, even if I didn't get chosen or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I was I'm going to at least sign up or walk through the department and be hey, when's your show? I'm interested. If y'all want to throw some clothes on me.
I wanted to do that with theater in college. I wanted to do a student play at least once, but because I did drama in high school, and I psyched myself out because I'm
yeah, that's
these people, it's different when you're in high school. There's not a whole lot at stake, and these aren't you have theater kids or whatever, but I don't know. It was just low stakes. When you get to college, they did have the theater department and those students who would put on plays, but they also kind of had a more casual, people from any major could
do
it.
It was like that in my school too.
But I just was I just don't belong there. I don't know. I psyched myself out. So I do kind of regret not doing it, but not that much.
I wanted to be a part of it, but not to act. I wanted to shadow people in back
of
house,
yeah,
and their set design, because I had a friend who was in the student theater association, and I went to several plays because I like watching plays, and she was in a couple, and I was I brought it up once that I was interested in set design, and she was maybe you could go talk to someone in the department, and even if you don't legit do something for a play, you can just watch or sit in to stuff that they do. And I don't know, get someone's number, meet up when they're building stuff. I don't know. And I was yeah, that's interesting. But it was a fleeting conversation, yeah, type of thing. And I never revisited that thought seriously. But I'm kind of sad that I didn't, because if that didn't work out, that would have been cool. But I did not.
This will be something that I kind of go into next episode. But there are so many things you can get if you just ask. And asking is so scary, But that's something I want to work on next year, is to stop being so afraid to take chances.
Literally my goal for this year. It worked in some parts. Did it? Like, I applied for a symposium that I ended up not psyching myself out to do. And I did that, and I presented a little project, research project that I did.
Good job.
And I'm like, you know, I could have very well been like, let's just not, and just didn't do it. But I did. So that's something. But there was, like, you know, the fashion show thing, or like the set design thing. I was like, if it only wasn't for those meddling brain cells.
Yeah, I guess. Did you have any other points you wanted to talk about?
That was it.
All right, then. So.
It's not the sword.
I'm just giving away, like, a whole bunch of stuff that we're talking about in the next episode, or things that I just want to, like, throw into it. Because next episode will just be, like, well, okay, we saw Moana a couple weeks ago, and I don't know if that has anything to do with the vague New Zealand accent that I've been, thinking to myself. No, I'm not going to get into, like, the gritty, but... the gritty! But, yeah, there's just been a New Zealand accent as a voice in my head, and I feel like it has something to do with the Moana movie. And like, one time my friend called me, he accidentally put our Instagram chat in vanish mode and then called me. And so it didn't say this person is calling from Instagram. It just said Instagram is calling. And I out loud was like, what the heck? And I'm like,
what the heck?
I'm like, what in the world? Like, this random New Zealand lady just possessed me for a second. It was so incredulous that Instagram was calling me that I turned into a Kiwi.
Your face just morphs into...
Oh my God, that's horrific. Don't say that.
Yeah, but I do that sometimes too, but not necessarily with accents. I sometimes switch between, like, random foreign words that's in my head, but it's usually just French, because that's the only one I actually study. Like, I went out loud... I talk to myself out loud sometimes anyway, but yeah. If I'm like in between tasks and I'm just trying to finish one task before I hop to the next task, because I can't just sit down 100% something and then move on to something else and 100% that, I'm like doing four things at once. So I would out loud be like, no, that's okay. Nah, por mi no. And I would be like that, which means like for now. And I'm just saying, like, crazy. For now, this is all right. Let's move on. Just keep going. Or I used to like say, like exclamations of, what is it called? Like in different cultures where you're just like, but they have different ways to express that. I used to say Aish a lot for no real reason. And I don't think I knew where it came from. I maybe heard it in something and it just sounded right. So I'd be like, Aish. And I'll go and do something. And then I learned that, oh my God, wait.
K-drama type.
Or just like an Asian thing. Of course, not all Asian cultures, but
I only get that also in Korean.
Recently learned the like local meaning of like oh la la in French. Like in movies in America, I'm going to assume it's mostly an American thing, where like, oh, something shocking or surprising, you're like oh la la, or you know, no, that's not how they use it. It is a term of annoyance. They use it when they're like oh la la, like when they're annoyed at something. And I haven't really used that a lot yet, though. But I did do it once. I said, like, hola. I just stopped. And I was like, do I think I'm French or something? Like, shut up.
There's this this channel on YouTube called Jolly. And they had a series with British high schoolers doing different things. Oh, and there's one British high schooler who's actually French. I don't know if he's like half French, half English, or if he's French and grew up in England, but they kind of like have him aside sometimes and like learn different French cultural things from him. And he said something about oh la la once, and it was like news to me, but I don't remember what it was. I'll try to find a video and maybe I'll put a note or something. And then we're just yapping at this point. We were supposed to wrap this episode up. So this will be the last thing I say. When we were in lockdown for the pandemic, I came across this virtual tour website where people would just like live stream themselves walking through wherever they're from. And teaching you things. Like, some of them were certified tour guides who would just be like giving a tour online. And some people, it would just be like a regular old citizen who lives on Lake Como and is just taking you around and showing you the insides of stores or whatever. And there was this one, there's a girl and guy who would do the tours together, and they were Italian. And then there was another lady who lived in Bali who was Italian. But I started like picking up little, not picking them up because I didn't use them myself, but like I learned that Italians say allora, like as in like a one of those kind of things, like just a sigh allo. Or
just allora is another French one.
That doesn't even sound French.
I forget what that directly translates to, but I feel like it has a similar origin.
Okay, then.
Well, my French teacher in high school used to say allora, but that's not like an annoyance thing necessarily. I think it was more like a thing she used to say, like moving on to.
It can mean this. Any,
it can, like, literally whatever context she needed it to mean. It was one of those.
It seems incredibly
but
versatile.
I heard that other version once, and I was like,
oh, from that teacher?
No. Oh. Just online somewhere, and I was like, oh, that sounds like they're angry.
Yeah.
Woo, so we love learning.
Anyway, that was the episode, just reflecting on the year, and we hope you take the time to do the same, because it's good to look back on what you've done, where you've been, and what you want to do different or do the same moving forward. This is a good time of the year to do that because it's the end. So this episode is, like I mentioned, the last of the year. So happy holidays. Happy New Year, and we hope you have a prosperous and happy 2025, and we'll see you there.
Yeah.
Make sure that you follow us. Keep up with us, please, on X, Instagram, at Related Note Pod, and that if you want to listen to us instead of watch, you look up On a Related Note wherever you listen to your podcasts. I think that's it.
Until we yap again.
Bye.